Hey, welcome to ET1 Go Sports. I'm Issa Durant, and in this episode, we'll be talking about the Bucks, Raptors, Warriors, Blazers, and the upcoming NBA Draft. Bucks Raptors will be playing tonight. Will be on tonight at 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific time and 7 o'clock Eastern time. So, Giannis Antetokounmpo, who led the Bucks with 30 points and 17 rebounds on Friday, said, "We're playing at their home now. But I think we're going to be prepared. We're going to make sure we go watch some clips, try to get better, but at the end of the day, it's all about us. If we do our job defensively, move the ball offensively, and just do our job, generally we're going to be fine. But definitely they're going to come out, try to set the tone, try to play hard, and try to protect home." Kyle Lowry said, Now we've got a chance to go home and protect home court and do what we're supposed to do." Lowry scored 15 points on Friday. Bucks coach Mike Bullhauser said, "I thought we got better in game one towards the end. The fourth quarter, our defense got better, and I think some of that carried over into the first half. You get a little bit of a rhythm, our guards on the ball, taking individual pride, doing what we need them to do, and then the activity from the bigs, just all kind of working in a concert, making sure every shot they take tough, whether it's twos or three on the paint, no matter where it is, we want them to be taking tough shots." Nick Nurse said, I think again, going back to some keys to our series, we've got to continue to work for offensive shots. And again, I sound like a broken record, but we have our share of wide open shots that could have at least stemmed a little bit better, a little bit out of the breakout zone. Breakout and score, but we've got to make sure we continue to work for them. He continued saying, "We weren't quite physical enough. We weren't getting our screens set good enough. We weren't getting them off their screens and good enough as well. We're going to have to be better, or they're going to look bigger and stronger than we are. And I don't necessarily think that's the case. We've got to play a little tougher." In Game 2, Kawhi Leonard led the Raptors with 31 points, and Giannis Antetokounmpo led them with 30 points, 17 rebounds, and 5 assists. Then, moving on to our next subject, the Golden State Warriors versus Portland Trail Blazers, is Draymond Green had a really good night on last night. He had 20 points, 13 rebounds, and 12 assists. Triple double, you don't see that much from him. Stephen Curry had 36 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. He went 6 of 16 from 3. Klay Thompson had 19 points with 5 rebounds and 5 assists, going 1 for 5 from 3, continuing to struggle from 3 this postseason. Well, the Trailblazers struggled a little bit with Damian Lillard having 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists. CJ McCollum had 23 points, 3 rebounds, and 5 assists. So far this playoff series, Damian Lillard has not been performing that well since his buzzer beater win against Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder. He has not been doing that well. Moving on to our next subject, which is the NBA draft. The Pelicans got the first overall pick, beating the Knicks and the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, what are they going to do with that pick? They're going to probably pick Zion Williamson, because that's the only available pick that you would have to pick with that number one pick. Saying pick a lot on accident. Sorry. The Grizzlies are probably going to go for Jamorant Murray, who's a good pick at number 2, and the Knicks are going to have to settle with probably RJ Barrett. Now, the funny thing was, before the draft, everyone was thinking that, the Knicks are going to get the first pick, and they're going to try and trade it to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. But no one thought that the Pelicans would be able to keep Anthony Davis and get the number 1 pick. The Knicks are basically relying on either one of those two to screw up with their picks, so that way they can have a chance at Jamorant or Zion, which there's no way, even if the odd possibility that Zion falls to number 2, he's snatched up within a second. They aren't even thinking about drafting anyone else. I saw this thing, and it was that the that the Pelicans could, that the Knicks could trade the number one pick of the third pick to the Pelicans for Anthony Davis. So that way the Pelicans could reunite the Duke pair at point players and have both. But I don't see that as a real possibility. That's not happening. There's no way that the Pelicans are going to trade Anthony Davis for RJ Barrett or the possibility of having RJ Barrett. I get that RJ is a good player, good point guard. I feel like he's going to have a good start to the NBA. If the Knicks actually had a good, at least they didn't get fourth or fifth, the Suns lost and the Bulls lost getting, I think, 5 and 6. But the Knicks are just lucky that they didn't fall any lower than they did. And that's actually a pretty good pickup, is RJ Barrett, because I know everyone's thinking Zion or bust, but who is the better? Zion's probably the better player, but RJ is the better point guard. Zion's going to have to play against men, which he was playing kids in college. So I don't know. I think RJ Barrett would be a great possibility for the Knicks and would have a good career in the Big Apple. But I just don't see what I told you earlier, the Pelicans trading Anthony Davis for RJ Barrett. There's just no possibility of that happening. And I don't think anyone would pick that. Even the GM Del Demps, who just got fired, and the new GM wouldn't even trade that because he just got hired. The Nets GM Langdon would not even look to trade that possibility. So thanks for listening to E21 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube at E21 Go Sports. Also, with Anchor, you can now send us voice messages to be played on the podcast. So do that to send us opinions about certain segments and what you want us to talk about. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E21 Go Sports. Thank you for listening.